What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Stiz, what is this?
This is a classic. Foxy Brown. Remember the rapper Foxy Brown? Girl?
Nope.
All right, good talk, Andy.
Felt like it had a little undertone sampling of an Around the Way Girl.
It probably is a sample. I hear that now that you said it, but it probably is.
Yeah, I'm a music guy. I had to explain it to you, the former rapper, but I'm glad I had to explain it to you. I brought it to your attention. WEEI Afternoons, we're building towards Sunday. And you know what that means on Wednesday?
Sunday.
You know what's become a Wednesday regular thing? Because you always get Mike Vrabel, press conference, okay. Drake May, press conference, okay. But these Wednesdays, have you noticed, I feel like almost every Wednesday for like 6-8 weeks, Steph Diggs is going to be at his locker, and we're going to be talking about something Steph Diggs said, the way he's leading, some tone he's setting, macaroni recipes or whatever was going on with that the last couple weeks. And today's another example of that. Steph Diggs was in the locker room, Gillette Stadium, not a press conference guy. I also like that. I kind of like the guy.
He's a locker room guy.
Yeah.
But that's a real team lead. Like, he doesn't need to be up there showing up for everyone. And, you know, oh, look at me up here on the podium. It's like, nah, I'm down here with my guys.
The only press conference he did that just triggered my memory, is that the one where he pushed back on Curran and
Phil Perry?
Phil Perry and that whole pain in the posterior. That little performance he put on to try to recontrol the narrative of his first season here in New England, which has played out great. But Steph Diggs was asked a question about Mike Vrabel, and apparently sort of brought it back around to talk about himself. So let's listen to it.
I don't know. We've had a lot of interactions. I just think he's a hell of a coach. He's like another father figure, too. He's taught me a lot since I've been in this short span of time, just as far as how you approach things and, you know, rolling with the punches and keeping that positive mindset and being selfless. You know, that's something I kind of, you know, I wouldn't say I struggled with it throughout my career, but being a receiver, you know, it's hard to be, like, you know, all about everybody else, but when I got here, he kind of showed me that it's always for the greater good. And you know, saying you'll come up with more wins that way, and you'll be just fine.
How did he show you that?
I mean, just through actions, you know, like finishing with blocks and like, you think it's just something small, but it's something that kind of echoes throughout your team, that guys that you actually care. I mean, you're trying to take a hit off a guy, or you're trying to, you know, finish. I just feel like it's something small, but it goes a long way. So something that's.
That was an aggressive bleep, first of all.
Yeah.
It was very aggressive.
Out of my ear, yeah.
It was an unsubtle beep.
This relationship with Steph Diggs and Mike Vrabel is, and I think this word gets overused in sports talk radio, fascinating to me. Fascinating that the old school hardo linebacker and the mercurial, selfish, as he sometimes admitted, wide receiver diva guy with the rapper girlfriend, like the way they've bonded.
Is he old school, though? Is Mike really old school?
Well, he is.
He comes from the old school, but does he coach?
Old school. He has old school elements. But he's very contemporary.
I think he's more new age, though.
Yeah, with your, what is it, growth mindset.
Yeah.
Growth mindset.
There's some of that. But, I mean, the guy straps a big pad to his chest and asks his offensive lineman to hit him.
Yeah.
There's an old-school hardo in there somewhere.
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, he got the bloody nose from Milton Williams for headbutting,
right.
You know, because he was headbutting him. But it was also busting the balls of one Steph Diggs for not blocking in the game, right?
When he's 250 yards, not one block from you.
Right. So, he's again, he always reminds me of Parcells, who could rip you. And do it in a way that's kind of funny, but then always back it up with, hey, you know, it's because I love you, man. It's because you're my guy. And it's never a bad thing for head coaches, smart ones. They identify which players have the ears of the rank and file.
Yep.
And those are the guys that they want to connect with, because if those guys are happy, then and they'll go out and be the leaders and spread the message to the rank and file. That's smart coaching.
And there's no doubt that not only has Steph Diggs connected with Mike Vrabel, he's connected with seemingly everyone on the roster, right? Like, Drake loves him. Drake absolutely loves him. But it seems like everybody does when he's doing those little pregame hype talk, pep talk. That used to be Devin McCourty, right? Like, Devin McCourty was here for a decade and a half, and he's that guy. Now Steph Diggs just rolls right in and does it.
You know what I love that Mike does, you know, for captains every week, he picks a new captain, but he brings up their high school and college highlight films. So when he talks about it's about the players, he's not just giving it lip service. He really makes it about the players. He celebrates the players. Yep. They get an award. He celebrates. And they wants to show their high school highlights to kind of, you know, show everybody what they're about. That is truly making it about the players. And players aren't used to getting that at this level as much as they are. And so it makes you want to play hard for the head coach.
And typical of Mike Vrabel, even that. The weak captains who then get their high school highlights played today, he has to take a little pot shot at it, though. He says,
it's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You'd be surprised how unimpressive some of these highlights are from high school.
Right.
So
right.
It's like he
bounces it out.
Yeah, he doesn't let you get too big, too, like, you know, greedy, overconfident, arrogant.
That's got to be like, it's not a roast, but it's kind of fun that they all have a laugh at each other's high school footage.
And I'm sure they're hooting and hollering.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be great team bonding.
I would love to see my old teammates' high school highlights. I would love it.
And make fun of each, and then what your drip is, what you were wearing back then, all of that.
Of course.
Although, it's probably not easy. Like you said it, there's some coaching assistant who has to reach out to the Huddle account of this high school or whatever to get the highlight. Like,
yep.
I'm not sure.
And that's my guess is that's where a lot of his energy goes to. It's not, you know, coming up with the schemes and, you know, X's and O's for each opponent. It's how do I get this team closer than it's ever been? And how do I get guys to relate to each other? How do I build this culture in a way that's going to, you know, equate to wins? That's where a lot of his brain power goes.
Wait. I was going to ask, though, but is today the day that we mentioned the stat about Mike Vrabel that gave us a little pause?
Oh, you mean that he can't win during the day in the postseason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
interesting or important? He's 3-0 at night.
Both. The first half is going to be terrible, but the second half
just kickoff. If it's an 8 o'clock kickoff, he is 3-0 in the postseason. If it's anything else, he's 0-3 in the postseason.
He can't win daytime postseason games. He's 0-3.
You worried about that?
The game starts at 3 o'clock.
3.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first half will be in the light. And the stat
doesn't matter.
If it's an 8 o'clock kickoff, he's undefeated in the postseason.
Gotcha,
if it's 3 or 4:30, he hasn't won yet.
Okay. That was a little bit of a thing.
It's a little bit of a thing.
I think it's interesting.
It's a small enough sample size that it's probably more interesting than important, but at the same time.
Talk to me on Monday.
Talk to you Sunday night around 6:05 on the postgame show.
I think the most important thing is the Texans, all the air travel. You know, our teams, I mean, flying up to Pittsburgh, flying back, flying up here, I think is the bigger factor.
It's sneaky longer than you'd expect.
Yep.
Pause. Will Campbell. We don't always get a lot of Will Campbell audio, but we've now learned, and I don't know the whole details of the story, but on Fridays, he's a weatherman. He puts on like a comedy weatherman show, and apparently is kind of raunchy, like no holds barred. So they're clearly having some fun on Fridays down there at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, I think laughing is a big part of the team meetings that normally was not the MO back
in
the day.
Well, and I also wonder, is the laughing saved for Friday?
Means, you know what laughing means, Bill? I'll tell you sometime when I see you next.
But Will Campbell, Ted, this might be directed at you. He doesn't give a bleep what you think, apparently.
Oh, all right.
I don't give a what anyone says, to be honest with you. You know, it's easy to, you know, type behind a Twitter account that, you know, is fake. You know, as I hold myself to the highest expectation of anybody, I want to be perfect. And it's hard for me to, you know, get told that it's going to be hard to be perfect. But, you know, the Chargers, obviously I didn't pitch a shutout. You know, I had 2 or 3 plays that I wish I could have back. But that's $300 million in defensive ends to be.
Wait, did I just hear a little excuse making?
Interesting. First of all, I would argue there were more than 2 or 3 plays he'd like to have back over the course of that game. And then he brought up the
6 plays, 6 pressures, 2 sacks.
Yeah. So that's
that's more than 2.
2 to 3 times what you're admitting to, Will. But then he brings up money there, like, oh, they get paid too kind of thing. What do we think of that comment about seeking perfection, not caring what the Twitter warriors say, so-and-so, blah, blah?
Well, it's almost like bringing up the fact that he's going up against really good players, get paid a lot of money. It almost, you think it's excuse-making, but I did like that. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks. So it kind of balances it out. So I'm okay with the comment at the end of the day. I mean, Will was also said the same thing about short arms when he called him out for a short. I don't care what anybody thinks. That's kind of what I want my left tackle to say. So I think he has the right disposition, right attitude that you want in a franchise left tackle. So at the end of the day, I'm okay with his candor and his directness. I love it. It's kind of refreshing, quite honestly. I don't mind it.
But does he have the arms, shoulders, and trunk
right
to be able to get the job
right
done?
Right attitude, but does he have the right body?
No, I did watch...
For a guard, he'd be all world.
Way too much Will Anderson versus Will Campbell back in college from a couple years ago.
Yep.
Did okay against him then, but...
And Ted says that matters. Ted says that matchup can be useful to Will Campbell now, the matchup with Will Anderson in
huge.
College.
Yeah. But you know, but all, that and also the fact that he went up as really good rushers against the Chargers. So the speed, he's just recently played a team that showed him a lot and confused him. He can learn from it and get better at it and hopefully have a better performance this week.
So he wasn't the only one, though. Which one with Jared Wilson, the fellow rookie at left guard, who also struggled, which one is more likely to have a representative effort this week, a bounce-back effort that's maybe good enough?
I would put my money on Will Campbell.
Me too. I don't feel great about Jared Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we brought up the whole, Ben Brown, are you ready? Stay loose over there because we might have an early game hook.
You got Autry, you got Rankins, you got a bunch of big old boys that are going to be pushing that pocket.
If he did that, that'd be the I think that would show a little bit of panic and it would go against everything he's been coaching all year is to replace him because he hasn't done it. Ramondre Stevenson has a fumble early in the game. He keeps putting him out there. You give up a sack. You hear Jared Wilson. You pull him out. Okay, but the stakes are different.
Yeah, we're in the divisional round.
There's
now.
No tomorrow. Stakes are different, if you so,
right.
Jared, did you learn from the game? Cool. Losing by 17 wasn't part of the plan.
The
but did
only
you learn?
Thing I would say is that you know it's Jared and Will have been working side by side all week long, and so you put in a Ben Brown who hasn't been working with Will all week like Jared has, then you might be asking for trouble there.
All right, the drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. And speaking of Mike Vrabel and his great relationship with his players and Steph Diggs and everybody else, Mike Vrabel calls himself what now? We'll tell you what he calls himself and what we think of it up next here on WEEI.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.